New insights on Inside Out again. When an airplane takes off, it has a flight plan. However, during the course of the flight, wind, rain, turbulence, air traffic, human error, and other factors keep knocking the plane off course. In fact, a plane is off course much of the time. The key is that the pilots keep making small course corrections by reading their instruments. As a result, the plane ultimately reaches its destination. If you're like most, this book has inspired you to try out the 7 habits and to live your best life. As you do, you may keep getting knocked off your flight plan and feel as though you are off course much of the time. So what? Don't get discouraged. If you just keep coming back to your plan and make small adjustments, you'll eventually reach your destination. Since there is so much to remember in this book, I thought it would be helpful to share the 21 highly effective practices that we highlight in our 7 Habits workshops. You'll find these listed in the PDF file under the heading 21 Highly Effective Practices. For now, I'd like to review them here. Private Victory. Habit 1. First highly effective practice. Pause and respond based on principles and desired results. Number 2. Use proactive language. 3. Focus on your circle of influence. And 4. Become a transition person. Now to habit 2. Highly effective practice number 5. Define outcomes before you act. 6. Create and live by a personal mission statement. Now to habit 3. Highly effective practice number 7. Focus on your highest priorities. Number 8. Eliminate the unimportant. Number 9. Plan every week. And number 10. Stay true in the moment of choice. Now on to the public victory. Highly effective practice number 11. Build your emotional bank account with others. On to habit 4. Number 12. Have an abundance mentality. Number 13. Balance courage and consideration. 14. Consider other people's wins as well as your own. And 15. Create win-win agreements. Habit 5. Highly effective practice number 16. Practice empathic listening. 17. Respectfully seek to be understood. On to habit 6. Highly effective practice number 18. Value differences. 19. Seek third alternatives. And for habit 7, practice number 20. Achieve the daily private victory. And 21, balance production and production capability. Underlying these 21 practices are 3 foundational concepts my father felt very strongly about. First, sequence matters. The 7 habits are an inside-out approach. Take outside challenges, a difficult boss, a personal addiction, a big opportunity, and start inside with yourself. Private victories must be won before public victories can be achieved. You can't reverse the order. All change starts with you. Anytime you start thinking the problem is out there, that very thought is the problem. Second, paradigms are foundational. We spend too much time hacking at the leaves of attitude and behavior, and too little striking at the roots, our core paradigms, the lens through which we see the world. You must work at this foundational level to create real change. We live 3 lives, a public, a private, and a secret life. Our public life is how we live and behave around others. Our private life is how we live when we're at home and around our loved ones. Our secret life represents the life inside our own head, where we can stand apart from ourselves and examine our very thoughts, motives, and foundational paradigms and can choose to change them. It is here where we can engage our imagination and conscience to rewrite our scripting, to chart a different course for our lives, and to win private victories. Third, we are not in charge. Principles are. And the more we align our paradigms and habits to principles of human effectiveness, such as responsibility, abundance, and renewal, the happier and more successful we will be over the long run. There are no shortcuts. The seven habits are applicable to almost any situation precisely because they are based on these universal and timeless principles. They can be applied at home and at work. They can be applied to individuals and to organizations. They have become so universally recognized that many of the terms have been cartooned, lampooned, and even used as a name for an acne medicine. Here are just a few of the Seven Habits memes I've run into. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective Zombies. The Seven Habits of Highly Overrated People. The Seven Habits of Highly Bitter People. The Seven Habits That Make You Seem Less Intelligent. The Seven Habits of Incredibly Smart People. The Seven Habits of Highly Lazy People. The Seven Habits of Highly Effective Idiots. The Seven Habits of Highly Mediocre Entrepreneurs. The Seven Habits of Fearless People, and my favorite, the Seven Habits of Highly Effective Pirates. The Seven Habits work wonderfully when applied to people with disabilities. A friend of mine, Glenn Stuckey, who suffered a traumatic brain injury at the age of 11, has written a book about this very thing titled, My Smile is My Superpower, Rising Above a Disability Through Living the Seven Habits. In it, he shares how the habits have helped him overcome negative perceptions from others and to find his voice. The Seven Habits have been successfully implemented within prisons. After completing the Seven Habits class, which was offered to every inmate in a particular U.S. penitentiary, one inmate shared the following. He said, "I'm under federal indictment and have 95 years in prison. I graduated from high school and attended Fresno State, but they refused my Pell Grant, and I got very angry. I had a negative shift in paradigm. I felt I had nothing to gain or lose now by making some seriously bad choices. I had all the excuses. But now, I know it's up to me. My paradigm has shifted again to be proactive, to be highly effective in my roles as student, brother, son, professional. I realized that I had spent 20 years in the penitentiary without realizing it's about penance. Now I'm putting myself through kindness, apologies, forgiveness. Everything I do must be genuine. Shifting blame to the government or the Bureau of Prisons is a useless pastime. I have reclaimed control of my destiny. The Seven Habits teach cooperation, empathic listening, proactivity, clear and direct objectives. It reconstructed my thought patterns. There are no little things. For me, that speaks volumes. It was little things that brought shameful big things. Now, I put my family first. Thanks to the Seven Habits, I'm not the poor, excuse-happy person I used to be." And I've seen the Seven Habits applied brilliantly to riding horses. A few years ago, my own family experienced a tragedy that shook our world. After a long battle with depression, our sweet daughter Rachel died from its effects at the young age of 21. It was such a shock to my wife and me and to our kids that we didn't know if we could ever be happy again. A friend of mine who had lost a young son 3 years earlier came to me and said, "You have three choices. You can let this ruin your family, you can let this define you, or you can let this strengthen you." His words deeply impacted me. And over the next several months and years, my wife and I painstakingly fought to make the proactive choice and let the setback strengthen our family and bring us closer. As part of our healing, our family started a not-for-profit foundation in Rachel's memory called Bridle Up Hope, the Rachel Covey Foundation. Rachel loved horses, you see, and after her passing, many of her friends told us how Rachel had changed them through taking them on horseback rides in the mountains. We recognized the bond that exists between a girl and a horse, and we wanted to carry on Rachel's tradition. The mission of Bridle Up Hope is to inspire hope, confidence, and resilience in young women through equestrian training. We serve young women who suffer from anxiety, depression, abuse, or trauma. Our unique program consists of three components: learning to ride and bond with horses, serving at the barn, and developing life skills through the Seven Habits. Surprise! The Seven Habits are integrated into every part of the program and equip young women with the paradigms and skills they need to navigate their lives. We've been amazed to see how well the Seven Habits integrate into equine-assisted learning. For example, horses can teach us a lot about empathy and seeking first to understand, as can many kinds of animals. Annalise, a young girl who came to us when she was in a very dark place and who was completely transformed by the program, shared the following. As you begin the program at Bridle Up Hope, you write a mission statement to serve as a reminder of what you hope to aspire to. I had written, "Be okay with trusting people," or something. At that point of my life, I had had too many people walk out on me. However, I recognized the stability that the horses offered at the barn. The horses are always there, offering unconditional love. I remember that on a particularly hard day, I came to the barn to see Rockette, one of my favorite horses. I went in for a hug, and she drew closer. She nestled me right in. I started to cry, because she's able to sense my frustrations and connect with me as she comforted me. Horses are unique because they can't lie, and they understand how you feel without the need for words. They can sense when you need comfort, and they know exactly how to respond to your emotions. That's the end of her story. Oh, to be as empathic as a horse. What started as a neighborhood project has grown into a global foundation. Today, our end in mind is to start 1,000 Bridle Up Hope chapters globally through partnering with existing equestrian facilities, ultimately bringing hope to tens of thousands of young women around the world through the power of horses and habits. You can learn more at bridleuphope.org. Hard things happen to everyone. The principles underlying the Seven Habits helped our family work through our challenges, and they can help you too. It's been more than 30 years since my father, Stephen R. Covey, wrote this book. So much has changed since then, some for the better and some for the worse. I always tell my kids that now is the greatest time to be alive. You can navigate with your phone's GPS instead of stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. You can fly to any city in the world. You can influence and reach millions around the globe instantly through books, blogs, videos, or a dozen other communication channels. On the other hand, challenges have increased. Trust in our institutions is declining. Depression and anxiety have become a global epidemic. The family unit is hurting, and much of the world lives in terror, psychologically or literally. For individuals, the pace of life is at light speed. We are connected 24/7. We are saturated in social media. Screens have taken over. There is too much information, too many choices. Something has to give. This is why the Seven Habits are needed more than ever. They provide a sure foundation upon which you can build a better life. They offer stability in the midst of an increasingly crazy world. The Seven Habits give people their lives back. They remind us that despite our psychic baggage or our past, we have the power to choose. They encourage us to envision and pursue exciting purposes. They communicate that we have it within us to build quality relationships and to find third alternatives that bring people together. In closing, I wish you peace and happiness. I hope this book has persuaded you to shift a few paradigms and to change a few habits. Since bad habits are like comfortable beds, easy to get into but hard to get out of, that is no easy task. But you can do it. The power is within you. The key is to commit. Really commit. As soon as you say, I will do it, everything changes. As this quote from Scottish writer and mountaineer W.H. Murray so eloquently states, he writes, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it.